朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
求神帮助我们，好，这是摩西得力的秘诀。
May the Lord help us, because this is the secret to Moses' strength.
所以他跟神这样子的关系，使他能够胜了世界。
Because of this special relationship with God, that Moses was able to overcome the world.
觉得世界对你有吸引力，哈，有捆绑啊，或是就是你脱不了世界的，请举手，好不好
？Please raise your hand if you feel that the world has such a strong.Temptation, the impact and power over you.
Wow, 我们教会这么多得胜者。
Wow, we have so many overcomers in this.
能不能请刚刚没有举手的现在举手哈，就表示你胜了世界的。
Please raise your hand.
那其他人呢
？If you overcome the world, what about the others?
已经被世界淹没了是吧
？You're all drowned in the world already.
你说世界对我们到底有没有吸引力？
So, does the world have attraction appeal to us?
你看年轻人点头的比大人多，我们要真实一点哈。
Young people are more real and truthful.
对不对？世界对我们太有吸引力了。
Yes, there's so much temptation, attraction from the world.
但是我跟你说哈。
But let me tell you.
我们中间大概没有几个人可以比得上摩西的。
But I'm sure very few of us can be even compared with Moses.
因为整个世界其实在他眼前随便他挑的。
Because the whole world was before him, was for him to choose.
当传说中他有可能成为法老的继承人，可能的继承人之一。
The rumor says that he could be one of the successors of Pharaoh.
圣经上说他在埃及学会了埃及一切的学问。
Because the Bible says he had learned all the knowledge in the land of Egypt.
这是皇家的教育，最高级的教育。
He received a royal education, the highest education in Egypt.
世界的荣华富贵都在他的眼前。
So all the luxuries and the pleasures of the world were in front of him.
权力、地位、将来荣耀的前途都在他的身上。
All the power, all the future, and everything was before his eyes.
弟兄姊妹，然后他又长得俊。
And also, he was very handsome.
说话行事都有能力啊，那不想迷倒多少人。
And he was very powerful in his speech and his actions. He must be so attractive.
今天我们所有羡慕在世界上追的、想得到的东西，在他身上几乎都有。
Everything that we long or we want to pursue in this world, he had it all.
我们现在有人为了 iPad 还去卖肾去买 iPad， 他多的都不知道拿来干什么。
We heard that there were people even trying to get an iPad through selling their kidneys. But for Moses, he had everything.
弟兄姊妹，他这个人说什么有什么。
Whatever he wanted, he could get it.
但是我们看希伯来书十一章二十四节到二十七节。
But yet Hebrews chapter 11 verse 24 to 27.
他说摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他放下了他荣耀的前途。
By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. So by faith, he laid down his wonderful future.
底下说到他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因为他想望所要得着的赏赐。他因着信就离开埃及，不怕亡辱，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。所以你在这里发现他不光是把将来荣耀的前途可能当法老的这个机会放掉了。
So not only that he laid down his bright future and the possibility of becoming the next Pharaoh.
在埃及王宫中所有的荣华富贵最终之乐他也愿意宁可放下来。
And he was also willing to lay down all the passing pleasures of sin and all the luxuries in the palace.
你如果把希伯来书这个东西摆在一起对比的话，就是一个是跟神的百姓受苦害，一个是在埃及王宫享受最终之乐，两个摆在一起。
So if you put the two together, one is to suffer affliction with God's people and another is to enjoy all the pleasures of sin in the palace.
能够丢掉埃及王中的这个享乐跟最终之乐已经不容易了，更不要说要跟神的百姓同受苦害。
It's already difficult to lay down all the pleasure in the palace, and let alone that he also was willing to suffer afflictions with God's people.
我想讲的实际一点，你看有时候我们碰到爱吃的东西要不吃很委屈哈。
Let's be more practical. Let me give you another example. If we cannot eat the things that we want to eat, it's already very difficult.
你看昨天在 campus 这个刘烨王鑫家里面那么多 coke, 我一罐都没喝。
Last night at the campus fellowship, there were a lot of coke and I could not drink.
那这不容易的得胜，对不对？
It was already very difficult victory, right?
你们也不要笑啊！以前有一个人，他要减肥，他每次都说甜的东西再也不能吃了。
Don't laugh. There was one person who tried to lose weight, and then he or she would say that I will never eat sweets anymore.
结果有一天，他同事看见他又带了一块甜蛋糕进来吃，那你不是要减肥不吃了吗
？And then one day, a coworker saw this person brought a piece of cake to work, and then the coworker said, "Didn't you say that you're gonna lose weight?"
他说这一块不一样，这一块是祷告过的，神许可的。
But then he said, "Oh, this piece of cake is different."Because I pray over this piece of cake, it's different.
他朋友问他为什么
？And his colleagues asked why.
他说我今天上班，我今天来的时候路上经过那个蛋糕店，我就跟主祷告说，如果蛋糕店门口停车位置正好空出来的话，我就可以进去买。
Because this morning on the way to work, I passed by a bakery, and then I pray to the Lord. If there's a parking space right in front of the bakery, then I could park.And then get a piece of cake.
但是结果我在外面绕了八圈以后，果然有个停车位。
So after I circle around the bakery 8 times, finally I found a parking space right in front of the bakery.
你看，又给自己找到借口了哈。
See, I just find another excuse for himself.
还义正言辞的这个 justify 我这个蛋糕是神给的。
And so he justified that this cake is from God.
弟兄姊妹，你要发现我们要为的神放下最终之乐或是地上的享受，不是那么容易的事情。
It's not easy to let down.The passing pleasures of sin or the luxuries.
然后底下又是一个对比，为基督受凌辱，还有埃及的财物两个相比。
There's another contrast. It's the reproach of Christ and the riches and the treasure in Egypt.
你看，我们今天在这里打拼啊，做工啊，换工作啦，加班啦，都是希望自己能够多有一点 income security， 对不对
？So today we work hard, we work overtime, and we change job. It's all because we want to.Make more money to have more security.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
Yeah, Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure in Egypt.
有一次有一个人收到另外一个人写信给他，里面放了几张这个彩券哈 lottery.
Once a person received a letter from a friend.And then inside the mail, there were some lottery tickets.
那个是一个 thank you card. 它里面写的说，我很久以来就一直向你表达对你的感谢。
It was actually a thank you card. The card says that for a long time I wanted to express thanks to you.
所以他说我买了几张这个彩券送给你。
So I bought some lottery tickets for you.
所以他打开来一看，所有的彩券都已经刮开来了。
So after he opened it, all the tickets were already scraped.
他说，但是我很遗憾的告诉你，一张。都没中。
But regretfully, I need to tell you, none of them got the prize.
对不对？这个，我中了他就不会送了啦。
Because I'm sure if he got a prize, then he would not mail it to his friend.
你发现很多的时候，地上的东西在我们身上就是有这个力量的。
You see that a lot of things in this world just have power over us.
要为主受凌辱不容易啊。
It's hard to go through the approaches for the Lord.
当基督徒没有不付代价的。
No Christian will go through life without paying a price.
在我14岁的时候，我们那时候在台湾要准备考15岁就要考高中哈。
When I was 14 years old, I was preparing to take the entrance exam to high school.
我们那时候常常有模拟考试哈，就是 simulation test， 就是准备将来考联考的。
So at that time we had a lot of mock tests, simulation tests.
像我们全校这个每一个年级有1000多个人，所以你每次差个一两分，名次可以差很多的。
Because in our class there were like more than 1,000 people, so what a few points of the test result may get you into a big difference in the ranking.
然后每次考完试，在教会的学校的布告栏里面都贴着这个按着名次牌。
So after every exam, we will see the ranking on all of them.
我记得那时候有一个考题说，请描述人类进化的这个过程及。什么缘由还是原则之类的，他就是要考你，要用进化论来回答。
I remember one of the mock tests is testing the ask you to describe the process of evolution.
那个一题10分的。
And that problem had 10 points.
你知道吗？当我拿到那个题目，就在我里面有个挣扎。我到底应该是照着老师说的写标准答案呢，还是应该照着我所信的人是神所创造的。
So when I got the test, there was immediately a struggle within me. Should I write down the standard answer taught by the teacher, or should I write down according to my own conviction?
人是神所创造的，我就一下子少了十分，我的名次可以掉好几百名。我回家怎么跟爸妈交代
？If I answer according to my conviction, and I would say that men are created by God, then immediately my ranking would drop by.Multiple tens. Then how should I how should I explain to my parents?
我们基督徒都会面对的。
So all Christians will face.
所以我祷告以后，我还是写我们是我信神，人是神所创造的。
So after praying, I wrote down the answer. I believe that we are created by God.
所以我没有拿分，我名次真的掉了好几百名。
So I didn't get the points, and then immediately my ranking dropped a lot.
我那个时候有八个同学。天天都一起读书，一起玩在一起，我们成绩都很好。
At that time, we had eight of us. We were really good friends, and then we all were good students.
我真的是亲如兄弟，好，常常一起在一起。结果突然有一个人，他父亲去世了。
And then we were really close friends. And then all of a sudden, one of them, his father passed away.
所以我们其他七个人一起去参加他的这个家里面的这个那个我不晓得叫什么，他们是拜拜的。
So we All seven of us went to their family's funeral.
我们一进去的时候，其他几个人砰一起跪下去，真的就是像尼布甲尼撒王那时候，我所有的朋友全部跪下去。
Soon as we entered into the room, all seven of them just immediately knelt down, like what the Bible says in front of King Nebuchadnezzar, and then they knelt down with incense in their hands.
我就站在那里。
And I stood there alone.
我知道所有的同学都很气我。
I'm sure I know all my friends were mad at me.
但弟兄姊妹，你知道摩西他不怕王怒。
But yet Moses, he was not afraid of the wrath of the king.
他宁可为基督受凌辱，他不要埃及这些财物啊。那我们跟他不能比的。
He rather goes get the reproach of Christ instead of the treasures in Egypt.
那今天我们在地上多少的事情上我们 compromise?
But yet oftentimes we compromise in so many things.
那摩西能够胜过这些，是因为他如同看见不能看见的神。
The reason that Moses was able to overcome is because he saw him who was invisible.
所以他能够因着信离开埃及。
Therefore, by faith, he departed Egypt.
今天我们很多的时候，我们已经离不开了。
But yet today, oftentimes we cannot leave anymore.
很多我们生活的习惯、我们的爱好、我们犯罪的这些毛病，或是我们不讨神喜悦的事，我们已经离不开了。
The many things about like our wrong habits and things that do not please God or our sins, we cannot depart from them.
记得我曾经跟你们讲过，在一条河流上有一只老鹰累的停下来，停在一块冰上面休息吗
？Remember story I told you that once an eagle the eagle was tired and then he landed on a piece of ice, floating ice on the river to rest.
那个冰一直在那里飘，他站在上面休息，他在那里看风景。
As that big piece of ice continued to float and then he continued to sit on it.
等到那个兵来到一个高大的瀑布的旁边的时候，他正要起来飞的时候，发现他的脚已经被冰截住了。
And then as the piece of ice approached the end of the river and then approached to the waterfall, the eagle wanted to lift up, but he could not.
他起不来，他就下去跟着下去粉身碎骨。
Because his claws were all stuck on the ice, so he just dropped with the ice and died.
弟兄姊妹，我劝我们众人要常常停下来，在我们最不自由的事情上，让我们看看我们今天是不是自由。
So I would exhort all of us that we can take a pause and look at the things that where we do not have freedom.
我凡事都可行，但是我总不受他辖制。
Yes, we can do everything, but we will not be mastered by them.
很多时候你发现你已经出不来。
But oftentimes we'll see that we cannot get out of it anymore.
要我们连一天不上电脑，很多人都已经做不到了。
For a lot of people,
我说的是 schedule, 有时不是为了公司。
For a lot of people, it's even impossible for them to not to get on the computer for one day. I'm talking about for leisure purposes.
有的人连一天电视不看已经做不到了。
Some people cannot be free from watching TV for just one day.
有的人要一天不发脾气已经做不到了。
For some people, they cannot stay from having bad tempers just for one day.
有人要能够从早到晚，今天一天都不说一句不造就人的话、埋怨的话，已经做不到了。
For some people, it's already impossible to not say anything that is bad, not edifying for one day.
弟兄姊妹，很多的事情上我们已经不自由。
Because we have lost the freedom in many things.
摩西能够在这么多的东西底下，他能够这样子自由的起来，弟兄姊妹不容易啊，真的不容易。
So the fact that Moses was able to leave Egypt among all these things is not easy at all.
他的秘诀在于与神面对面。
His secret is that he had a relationship with God face to face.
而神却把与主面对面在基督耶稣里做得这么容易，这么真实，这么方便。
But yet God has made it so easy for us and so real for us to meet the Lord face to face in Christ.
这是我们新约子民特别要感谢神的地方。
So this is something that we people who live in the New Testament time should thank God for.
接下来摩西的与神的关系使他只在乎神自己。
And because of his special relationship with God, he only cared about God himself.
我们在出埃及记33章曾经说过，因为百姓拜金牛犊，神生气了。
And in Exodus chapter 33, we talk about that the Israelites were worshipping golden calf and God was mad.
所以神说我不跟你们去了。
And so God says, I will not go with you anymore.
但是因为神是信实的神。
Because God is faithful God.
神说我还会差遣我的使者在你们前面把这些人全部赶掉，把你们带进流来与蜜之地。
So he says, but I will send my angel to go before you to drive out the enemy so that you can still enter into the land flowing with milk and honey.
你发现有没有神 so faithful, 这么讲信用的。
See, God is so faithful.
他虽然生气了。
Even though he was upset.
但是我因为答应过你们，我还是带你们去。
But since I've already promised you, I will lead you in.
我自己不去，我派使者去。
I will not go myself, but I will send my angel to lead you.
我不直接帮助你，但是我的使者会把所有的仇敌除掉，所以你们放心。
I will not help you directly, but my angel will help you, and he will drive out all the enemies in front of you. So don't worry.
而且我当初答应你们，给你们的地是牛奶与蜜之地，现在你们去还是牛奶与蜜之地。
So what I promised you before was a land flowing with milk and honey, and now you, when you go there, the land will still be a land flowing with milk and honey.
整个 promise, 整个应许，还有所有的祝福，通通都没有改变。唯一的不同是神不去而已。
So all the blessings, all the promises were still the same. The only difference is that God will not go himself.
什么祝福，什么应许都在，只有神不在。
All the blessings and promises were still there, except God.
神不去了。
God will not go.
弟兄姊妹啊，要我们，我想我们如果只要祝福还在，还是流来与蜜之地，还是有神的使者帮助，还是仇敌没有办法胜过我们，我们觉得 good enough.
So, what we think is good enough if the promise is still there, the blessing is still there, and then God will send angel to drive out the enemies in front of us.
只要我生病祷告，神就医治；只要我有难处，神就帮我解决；只要我痛苦，神就安慰我，神就给我平安。那够了，够了，够了。
If God will heal my sickness, answer my prayers, and give me peace, and that will be enough.
弟兄姊妹，但是摩西说 no.
But yet Moses says no.
摩西说如果你不去就不要带我们去。
He says, if you don't go with us, don't lead us in there.
我们宁可死在这里，不要去了。
I'd rather die here, I will not go.
人在什么事情上知道我跟你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？
Because how would people know that we have received great grace from you?
他说岂不是因为你跟我们一起去，让我和你的百姓跟地上的万民有分别吗？
It's because of your presence that your people and I are separate from the rest of the nations.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做在乎祝福的神胜于神的祝福。
This is what it means that to care about God more than God's blessings.
这是 A.B. Simpson 的诗歌，前要的是祝福，今要主自己。
This is what the song written by A.B. Simpson says. Before we go for the blessings, and now we go for the one who gives blessings.
这个道理我们都太熟了。
We all know about this.
但是在太多的事情上证明我们所要的其实不是他自己。
But oftentimes many things prove that what we really care is not God himself.
特别是在我们祷告没有得到答应的时候。
Especially when our prayers are not answered.
特别是我们的环境一点没有改善，越变越坏的时候。
Or when our situations not only does not improve but getting worse.
特别是我们的难处越来越厉害的时候，我们会觉得神，你到底在哪里？
Or when our situation becomes more and more difficult, we will ask God, where are you?
因为我们很容易为着眼见的、感受到的祝福或是难处所影响。
Because we're easily influenced by the visible things and blessings.
但是摩西因为跟神有面对面的关系。
But yet Moses has a relationship with God that is face to face.
他不能够只有神的祝福，却没有神自己。
He could not live, with the blessings and yet without God.
然后他不能够活在没有神同行同在的境界里面。
He could not
就算世界上所有的东西都给他。
He could not live without walking with God, with God's presence, even if he gained the whole world.
甚至所有属灵的祝福、恩赐、经历都给他，但是如果主不在其中，他也不要。
He could not live without God, even if he get all the spiritual blessings and talents and gifts.
弟兄姊妹，你如果真的在主面前认真，你知道这个件事情的不容易。
If you're really serious before God, then you will know this is not easy.
喜欢讲道的人会希望主，你给我讲道的恩赐和能力。
People who like to preach will pray for the gift of preaching.
我碰到一个弟兄，他就是死命的要神把神迹恩赐给他。
I met a brother who earnestly desired the gift of healing.
只要听到哪里有神医，他不辞代价的跑去叫他为他按手，希望能够传点功夫给他。
Whenever there's a, like a healing crusade or meeting, he would go there and ask the, miracle healer to lay hands on him so that he too will receive the gift of healing.
Jesus only, Jesus ever, 唯有耶稣，永远是耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus only and Jesus ever.
第三个，摩西跟神的关系使他能够完成最艰巨的挑战。
Because of his special relationship with God, he was able to accomplish the most difficult challenges and commissions.
刚才我们不仅仅讲过，他能够把神的百姓从埃及里面带出来。
Not only that, he was able to lead God's people out of Egypt.
他一路上过五关斩六将，所有的难处靠着摩西跟神的关系一个一个带过去了。
Through his special relationship with God, Moses was able to overcome hurdles and difficulties one after another.
把他们带到迦南地的边界。
All the way, he was able to lead God's people to the border of Canaan.
但是弟兄姊妹，摩西碰到的难处不光是埃及法老的难处。
So the difficulties that Moses encountered was not only from Pharaoh.
摩西碰到的难处也不是只是在路上有红海。有吃的问题，有喝的问题，有百姓们造反的问题。
So his challenges were not just the Red Sea or the issues with food, drinks, or even rebellion of God's people.
不光本身已经是一个很大的难处，四十年。
But for 40 years, that was already very difficult.
而一个更大的挑战是百姓们，这一般的百姓是喜欢埋怨，喜欢惹麻烦，不顺服的一般人。
But a bigger challenge is that these people like to complain and that they're troublemakers.
连圣经上都说他们绝大多数都是神不喜欢的人。
Even the Bible says God disliked them the most. Most of them God displeased.
要成为神不喜欢的人是已经不得了的不好了。
If the Bible says God did not please with them, that was already something.
神连罪人都爱的。
Because God even loves sinners.
这些人不光是罪人，这些人是恶人，你知道吗？
So these people were not only sinners, they were wicked.
哦，他们造反，他们不服，他们亵渎神，他们要打摩西。
They rebel, they would not submit, they were disobedient, they sinned against God, they even want to kill Moses.
你看看民数记十一章这个摩西的哀歌哈，你看到摩西有很多赞美歌。
So in the book of Numbers chapter 11, it was Moses' lamentation.
你几乎都看到摩西那么忠心耿耿的一个老仆人，你难得看到他这么痛苦。
You hardly see Moses, this faithful old servant of God, express his agony and pain.
很快看完我们就结束。民数记十一章十一节，你为何苦待仆人？我为何不在你眼前蒙恩？你竟把管理这百姓的重任加在我身上呢？这百姓岂是我所怀的胎？岂是我生下来的呢？你竟对我说，把他们抱在怀里，如养育之父抱吃奶的孩子，直抱到你岂是应许给他们的地去。跳到十四节，管理这百姓的责任太重了，我独自担当不起。你这样待我，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你立时将我杀了，不叫我见自己的苦情。你看到摩西痛苦成什么？
This was Numbers chapter 11, verse 11 to 15. You see Moses agony and pain.
我跟你讲，摩西讲这句话的时候，他还不知道前面还有更多不得了的事情。
When Moses talked about this, he did not even know there was even greater affliction in front of him.
他更不知道将来要走四十年。
He did not know that this way would last for 40 years.
他这个痛苦的发表不过是才出埃及十三个月而已。
So he expressed this pain only 13 months after they left Egypt.
啊，前面都是好的，他说神行大能，神帮助他，啊，百姓也很少埋怨，因为都很 amazed 那个神的大能。
Because before that, only good things happened when they saw the miracles and God's great power, and then people did not complain at that time.
那个百姓们其他那种肉体里面的那些东西都是还没有发觉的。
So the flesh of the people were not manifested yet.
摩西已经受不了了。
But Moses already could not stand it.
哦，你读的时候真同情他。他说：“如果你可能，你干脆现在杀我。”
So when we read this, we really sympathize with Moses that he even say that if I find favor in your sight, please kill me now.
我想到摩西，我很同情他，因为我从来没有在神面前这样祷告过。
I really sympathize with Moses because I never prayed this prayer before.
因为你们实在很可爱。
Because you are all very lovely.
啊，那个摩西那些同伴是很可恶，让他都活不下去了。
But yet the Israelites were very wicked. That Moses could not even live.
而且是像抱孩子。
And then yet, God says, he was like holding like a nursing child.
讲到这个，那种孩子都是不懂得体恤，只会要求，只会闹，不能够分担责任的。
Because those nursing children, they were not mature, they cannot share responsibilities, and they could not understand.
80岁的老公公要抱着这些，要抱到应许之地去。
This elderly 80-year-old A grandpa had to carry these children to the land of promise.
而且不是抱一两个，抱两三百万个。
He did not hold just one or two, but 2 or 3 million.
我想到都已经不行了。
Can you imagine that?
摩西是真正要带他们去，所以摩西的求死是可以了解的。
So it's easily understood. That he wanted God to kill himself.
所以以前有个仆人曾经讲这段道的时候，他说：“你看那个小孩子，你带他出去玩，才开车三分钟，他就问你 ，Are we there yet？”
我
们到了没有？还要多久
？There was a God's servant shared the message that whenever you take a kids out for travel, about 2 or 3 minutes after you leave home, and then they would ask, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
你要开六个小时到八个小时到 San Diego， 他才开了三分钟，你才开了三分钟，他就在问你说到了没？还要多久
？You might be driving on the journey to San Diego. That was an 8-hour trip, and then three minutes later, he would say, "Are we there yet?"
摩西四十年要听他们一直问说 "Are we there yet?"
But for 40 years, Moses had to endure their questioning. "Are we there yet?"
你的孩子问你，顶多在卡西上面哭一哭、闹一闹、拳打脚踢而已。
But if your kids ask you the question, at the most, he would just cry or throw a temper tantrum on the car seat.
这些人是拿石头问的。
But yet, these people were asking the question with while holding a rock.
弟兄姊妹，你要这不容易啊。
It's not easy at all, brothers and sisters.
所以以前有一个女人家里面的这个水管坏了，她就打电话叫一个 handyman plumber 来修哈。
There was a woman, they had a plumbing issue at home, so she called a plumber.
啊，她跟他说：“我要上班不在，我把钥匙放在 doormat 底下，你自己进来。”
So the lady says, "I have to go to work, so I'll leave my key under the doormat, and then you just go ahead and come to my house."
你到我家里面去，你不要怕，我养了一只大狗哈，假装它叫 Mikey 哈。他说他没有我的命令，他不会咬人的，你放心。
And then says, "Don't worry, we have a big dog named Mikey, but he will not bite anyone without my permission."
但是我只有一件事情提醒你，就是我养了一只鹦鹉哈，它喜欢说脏话，你不要理它。
But then I have a warning that I have a parrot who likes to swear, but don't worry. Don't pay attention.
他怎么骂你都不要理他，你修完你就走就好了。
Whatever the parrot said to you, don't pay attention to it. Just fix the pipe and then leave.
开着门在那里修东西，果然那个鹦鹉在旁边一直骂狗，乖乖的在旁边。
So the plumber went to the house to start fixing the pipe, and just as predicted, the parrot started to swear to the and then the dog was quiet.
吃饱饭没事干的，就他们一直骂，一直骂，一直骂。
So the parrot just would not stop swearing.
他刚开始还忍耐，还是记得这个女主人讲的话，不跟他计较。
So the plumber was trying to hold his temper and trying to remember what the lady warned him.
后来实在受不了了，他就起来 ，Shut up。闭嘴。
And then finally, he couldn't stand it anymore, so he talked to the parents and said, "Shut up."
果然他安静了。
And immediately, the parrot shut up.
啊，正在得意，想说还有用啊。
While he was enjoying,
it, 没想到鹦鹉下一句就学那个女主人的命令，啊 ，Mikey, bite him.
And then the next thing the parrot did was that it would try to imitate the lady and say, "Mikey, bite him."
啊，叫他去咬他，这个底下就开始听到很凄惨的这个人的惨叫。
And now you can hear all the cries and a very miserable scene.
你发现一只鸟都忍受不了的。
See.This person cannot even stand a parrot.
啊，这么短的时间都忍受不了，摩西四十年了。
He could not stand it even for such a short period of time. What about Moses for 40 years?
我只是虽然幽默的讲，但是摩西真是不容易，更大的难处。
Even I say that with humor, but this is really difficult.
只有跟神有对的关系才可能。
Only with a right relationship with God, he was able to accomplish.
求神帮助我们，今天神把。这个与神相会做得这么容易。
May the Lord help us because He already made it so easy for us to encounter God.
清心的人有福了，必得见神。
Blessed are those who are pure in heart, but because they shall see God.
我们的心几次转向主，怕只几次就可以出去。
Whenever we turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
我们可以敞着脸见到他。
That we can face to face see Him.
我们什么时候亲近神，神就必亲近我们。
Whenever we draw near to the Lord, He draw near to us.
弟兄姊妹讲的，我们都心花怒放。
So this really help us.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹。谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。